Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always, my co-host,
Graham K.
Graham K out in the high seas this week, living
up. I'm calling right now. I'm talking to you guys from a boat, and we are steaming past Cuba right now.
Wow.
And yeah. We left Jamaica yesterday. I'm looking out my porthole at the high seas. I'm doing comedy on a cruise for a week, and it's my second last day. And I bought the internet package, and that's how I'm able to talk to you, because I'm very rich.
You're from the future.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's awesome.
The technology is amazing, though, that you're talking to me from.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm on a boat. And I'm looking through a porthole and talking to you and doing a podcast right now. It blows my mind. This boat is bananas.
Can you name the boat? Or are you allowed to name the boat?
Sure. It's called Allure of the Seas.
Ooh,
it's Royal Caribbean.
Sounds alluring.
Caribbean. How do you say it? Yeah. Yes. Very good. Dad joke.
It wasn't really a joke. It was
just well.
More of a statement.
Okay.
Tell me about the boat.
It's a great boat. It's a great boat. No, it's huge. It's like, I can't believe it. It's like 18 stories high. It's the second biggest cruise ship in the world. There's like a skating rink on it.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's so big. It's like a giant fancy mall.
It's a floating city.
With pools on top. It's a floating city. It's totally a floating city.
Of metal. It doesn't sink. I don't get it.
Yeah. There's like almost 10,000 people on this thing.
Yeah, somebody,
including, I remember, crew.
In science, they explained buoyancy, and I'm like, I don't get it. It's metal. Why doesn't it sink? But yeah, it's amazing. How many crew?
It's displacing water. There's like 2,500, 3,000, I don't know, around there.
Wow.
And then there's like almost 6,000 passengers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing.
And it's cool. I get paid to do this. I get paid to have a vacation by myself. I've been jogging. I've been eating. I keep trying to read, and then I look at my fantasy football. And that's basically what I've been doing.
Fair enough. That's funny.
I was in Jamaica yesterday, and sort of walking around this small Jamaican city or town, more of a town really, and looked to be no more than 5,000 people, and walked by a school and stuff. They have a pretty good, I guess, little public education system, but I was wondering, like, what would happen if your kid's severely autistic in Jamaica? It's pretty poor. Like, a lot of people live in huts. It's like the odd hut, you know?
Yeah, no, I was thinking it is a real, it sounds so trite, but a real blessing to be living in the West where there's funding.
It's important, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
And
totally.
Resources.
It's important to appreciate what you have and work hard to keep it like that.
My week in review is go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just about to segue into your week in review.
I was just gonna say mine was, this is like, I know I've talked about this before, but I just can't get over it. We've set up a daily call now, a video call with JJ on the phone.
My son, Jacob. 18-year-old son is severely autistic.
Yes, this is Comedian's Guide to Autism, guys, if we forgot to tell you. Yeah. We're two comedians.
We haven't done it in a couple of weeks. We're a little rusty.
I think you're right.
You guys can tell.
I think like,
I'm hungover.
I went for a run. I'm exhausted. So out of shape. I got to get it together. Edinburgh was fun, but I did not work out. I walked a lot, but no running, no weights. Yeah. So yeah. I'm getting back in it. But we did this video call, which just astounds me. And when we first started doing it, and it's like we do 2 or 3 minutes. And it's mostly me talking. I felt like at first he would look at me like he's watching a movie. Like he's just kind of interested, kind of like seeing what I'm doing, but not really engaged.
Yeah.
And now I think it's like clicked in that, this is dad. So they say that he gets a little excited when it's time, because we do the same time every day. We try to do every day the same time. And He's a little excited. And then, you know, he makes faces at me. And we used to do this game where it didn't start as a game, but he used to like to pick his nose. And so then we would say, don't pick your nose. And so then he'd stick his finger in his nose and like laugh and run away. So,
yeah. But he still plays that. You were saying that last week. That's awesome.
So he's still doing that. He's still doing all these little games that we used to do. So I feel like he knows it's me. And so it's just been.
Oh, for sure. If he's playing those games, he's making the connection.
Yeah, really cool. And then when he's done, he'll blow me a kiss. And then I hear his computer start up again. So I'm like, okay, I guess that's it. He's all done. He's all done. So, but it's been really,
He blows you a kiss?
Yeah, he blows me a kiss. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is that a new thing?
Newish. He used to do that when he's really little, and he doesn't like to talk, and so I'm trying to get him to do something. And so one of the aides was like, blow him a kiss. So he blew me a kiss. Yeah. So it was really nice. It was really nice. It made me feel special. I need to plan something this winter to go see him and try to figure something out because he broke another computer. So there's that. But, so I need to go bring him another computer, but I think he's doing good.
You got to buy him one of those like construction site laptops.
Yo, I've looked at those. The Toshiba makes it's like $800, but wow. I figured I could get a new computer every 6 months, but I probably should have bought that. I probably should have broken. It just seems like so much money. But
what are you buying on like a $150 Acer?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm buying a Chromebook Acer for $150. And so I figure I could buy a new one every 4 months because the computer is going to last maybe a good one lasts what 3 or 4 years and then it's obsolete anyway. So it's like
So what do you do? You invest in that Toshiba and then what if he breaks that one? Then you're screwed. Or that one could last 4 years.
Well, you can run over it with a car and it's waterproof. So. It should
be. Like I said, he might break it in a week.
He might. And
if he closes a sandwich on it or something.
That's true.
You know?
What if he shoves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich between
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boom. Closed.
So that's what's going on in my life. How about Pete? You heard from Pete this week?
Pete's doing great. I talked to him like maybe 4 days ago. He was taking care of my parents' house, staying at the house while they were on vacation for 2 weeks. And he will not wait when they're like, okay, we landed, we'll be home in an hour, and
he's out.
And then they'll be like, just wait for us, and we'll drive you home. And he's like, no, he just leaves. He hates it. He wants to be in his apartment. So, you know, back with his fish, which are like, you know, the massacre continues. I'm trying to think, maybe he's buying fish that only have like, are only supposed to have like a 2 month life expectancy.
I'm wondering if he's putting freshwater fish in a saltwater tank. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. It could be. They don't last very long.
I thought he'd figured it out. I thought he was making progress on that.
I thought so too. Yeah. We bring the water in for samples, and they're like, "Oh, he's doing a great job," right. And then they still die. So I think he's just buying stupid fish.
The mayfly that lives a week or something. It's one of those kind of fish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm gonna go when I go home for Christmas. I'm gonna go back in and be like, "Give us some like real fish. Give us like." How long do you think my brother could keep a barracuda alive? Is that safe?
I could just see you shopping it in Jamaica, trying to bring back some fish from Jamaica. I don't know if that's the best idea.
No.
Well, it's not. Should we do it in the news? What do you think?
Let's do it in the news.
This was in Nature.
This one is a tough one. This one is a tough one for us to like. It's very heavy and interest. Like it's very
science
heavy, and we're dumb and we haven't done a podcast in like 2 weeks. So
you wanna do it? Or you want me to read it? What do you wanna do?
You go for it, because then I have to be on speakerphone and it sounds crappy.
Okay, right. I forgot about that. Nature.com. The title is "Pregnant Mice Illuminate Risk Factors That Could Lead to Autism." And it talks about the study highlights a link between immune response and unusual neural wiring. And it talks about, whenever I read this stuff and I'm like, I don't know anything, but I'd never heard of this. But it says, a century ago, a largely forgotten worldwide epidemic that would kill nearly a million people was beginning to take hold, labeled as a sleepy sickness, or more properly, encephalitis lethargica. The disease caused a number of... I read that because it's Latin, so that one I could figure out.
I think I have that right now.
I think you've just got mono.
Permanent mono.
Permanent mono. Mono a mono. The disease caused a number of bizarre mental and physical symptoms, frequently left people in catatonic states, sometimes for decades. Oliver Sacks described it as successful treatment of them in 1969 in the book Awakenings. The cause has never officially been pinned down, but the most common suggestion is some kind of infectious agent triggered an autoimmune response, which targeted and inflamed parts of the brain. Okay, now here's how it gets interesting.
It's very similar to autism. The symptoms are very, it was like an epidemic of like mega autism. Almost right. Killed a million people. And they were infected. They weren't autistic and they were adults. And then they became like really heavily autistic.
Studies have highlighted that pregnant women could react to infection in a way that influences the baby's development, which could lead to cognitive and neurodevelopmental problems in the child. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Basically, no, totally. And so what's interesting about this is like these people, a lot of them died or, you know, stayed catatonic in a bed, but some were cured. You know, so their brain inflamed caused sort of autistic.
Well, the consequence
symptoms.
It says the consequence of this quote unquote maternal immune activation MIA in some women could be to increase the risk of autism in their children. Two papers published online this week in Nature.com use animal models to examine how this might happen, as well as to suggest some possible strategies to reduce risk. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and it also this study corroborates, because what they're talking about is gut reactions,
right?
Like bacteria that happened in the mice and in the pregnant mice, and it affected their children. I don't know what they're called, their litter. And then, and so that's sort of like very, so that corroborates other studies we've talked about where it might be gut related, you know?
Right.
That's interesting.
The types of bacteria in the mouse's gut, this is what you're referencing, seem to be important. When the scientists use antibiotics to wipe out common gut microorganisms called segmented Phillemonious bacteria in female mice, this seemed to protect the babies from the impact of the simulated infection. The offspring of the mice given the antibiotic treatment did not show the unusual behavior, such as reduced sociability or repetitive actions. Segmented Phillemonious bacteria are known... Okay, my screen just closed. Sorry.
I'll edit this. Hold on. Leave it.
Hold on a second. I gotta reopen. Hold on.
What's interesting about this article, why this sort of pertains to us, is in my mind is two things. One, that the gut bacteria, it seems to corroborate that could be one of the causes of autism, and also two, that it's an inflammation of the brain that can be alleviated and maybe not fixed, but, you know, lessen the symptoms of autism if you sort of battle that.
Segmented Phillemonious bacteria are known to encourage cells to produce more interleukin-17, an accompanying article discusses, and the obvious implication being some pregnant women could use diet or drugs to manipulate their gut to reduce the risk of harm to their baby if an infection triggers their immune system response. There we go. I feel like I lost my mojo because we had some technical difficulties, but basically, yes. Basically, yeah. There's an autoimmune response based on some of the bacteria in the women's gut, and if they can manage that infection, they can reduce harm to their kid, which is all anybody's looking for.
So basically, it seems as though we are one step closer than we were 6 months ago to maybe potentially helping your children, listeners, right?
Well, I think the next generation, especially, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The next, I don't think, it's two different discussions. I don't think, obviously, the gut in JJ's mom is going to affect JJ anymore. But yes, I think for future generations, I think knowledge is power. So to be able to know what's causing, what sort of infection could cause this neural activity in the offspring is very important.
I guess so.
You can tell we're rusty. You're on a boat and I have no electrolytes, so this is what you get. This is what you get. You're killing it and I'm being killed, so that's what's happening.
Not being killed
slowly through a self-torture of running. I hate running.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's a heavy article, but it was interesting. All the other articles that were out this week were about people abusing kids with autism. And we didn't want to read those.
Yeah, there are. <It's> like, you know what? Though, in a sense, I don't want to read them because I don't want to highlight that. But at the same time, it's actually really positive because you and I both know I'm old enough to remember when you just made fun of kids in school and it didn't make the news. You know, and so like a teacher made fun of his kid and she got in trouble, which is like, good. That, you know, it sounds obvious, but I'm telling you, there was a time when that was not happening.
Yeah, so. I know these were two, well, I guess we're going to talk about it now. These were two nurses that were caught taunting. They put it on like Instagram or something, taunting a kid, Snapchat, a kid, you know. But anyway, whatever. I mean, it's like, how many nurses out there are taking care of people with autism and just
doing a great job.
An amazing job. Like, it's really, I mean, the nurses that you have for JJ sound awesome.
Yeah, the godsend.
They're like, blow him a kiss, you know?
Exactly.
Like, and you know he's in great hands.
And they have
so
to bring
nice.
The phone to him. You know, it's okay, it's 11 o'clock, you know, it's 8, yeah. It's 8 o'clock out there. So it's like, okay, it's 8 o'clock, time to call dad. So, like, they're doing all that. He's not doing that. You know, they're doing that.
Then, Peter. Yeah, exactly. My brother has had nothing but great help, nothing right. but fantastic help in his life. And the people that work with him are the kindest, most patient, salt, like just the kind of people that makes this world worth living in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's one of the things about having someone with autism in your family is it brings really kind, caring people around you, and it makes me happier for society.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, every time you think about like how you go on the internet and there's like trolls everywhere, but then you're like, I go to like Peter's meeting, you know, like his banquet for all the special needs kids at Live Work Play, his organization.
Yeah,
and it's like the staff is like the best people in the world.
You know, I do want to say this to our listeners. If you are working in the Caribbean and you work in Jamaica or Aruba or wherever Graham goes in his next one, and you want to reach out to us and be like, hey, we run some thing here, send us a note. I would love to, hear from you. We'd love to send us a note. And, I know we've got listeners from all over and,
And that's, it's autasticpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. That's right. And you can also reach us through Facebook because sometimes Gmail acts a little funny and screens a little too much. Facebook at Kirk Smith Comedy and Graham K Comedy.
Yeah, I'll announce when we're traveling, and you announce when you're traveling too. And you know, we'd always like to meet up with our listeners, and or you come to a show. And so, yeah, follow us on social media. I'm at Graham K. Okay, got the new handle.
Yes,
still getting used to it. It's my name with OK at the end, and that's for all of the things, all the social media things, and also Autastic Podcasts on Facebook. Look for us there. You know, like us, give us a good review if you haven't, and most importantly, what am I going to say, Kirk?
You're going to say patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. You can support us for $1 an episode. We'd really appreciate it. And if you do more than that, we'd be happy to send you a book or my book.
A care package,
yes. You know what we should do? If you're doing $5 or more, send me an email or a message on Facebook and tell me what you want. If you want the album, if you want the book, I've got a new album.
Tell me
out.
What you want.
Yeah, just I don't want to send out crap you don't want. You're like, nah, just send me the album. Fine. I just want the book.
We sent out the actual recipe and ingredients we for did. Rice Krispies with ketchup.
We did.
Which I thought was awesome.
We're trying to get
I loved our care package. Yeah, thank you very much, guys. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. You can do it.